The Zakah. After Salah, the prayer, Zakah is the second most important worship ritual in Islam. Among the various mannerisms which man has generally adopted to worship deities, one is to present before them a part of his wealth, livestock and produce. In the religion of the prophets, this is the essence of Zakah, and on this very basis, it has been regarded as a ritual of worship. Names like Sadaqah, Niyaz, Bheent and Nazr are also used for it. Consequently, the Quran has used the word Sadaqah for it in various verses and has explained that it should be paid with humility. The general custom about it was that once it had been presented, it was taken from the place of worship and given to its custodians so that they were able to serve the needs of the worshippers from this money. This practice has now been discontinued. In its place, Muslims have been directed to give this money to their rulers so that the needs of the state can be met. However, this change does not affect the essence of Zakah. It is reserved for the Almighty, and when His servants pay it, the decision for accepting it also comes from Him. History of Zakah. The history of Zakah is the same as that of the prayer or Salah. It is evident from the Quran that, like the prayer, its directive always existed in the Sharia of the Prophets. When the Almighty asked the Muslims to pay it, it was not something unknown to them. All the followers of the religion of Abraham were fully aware of it. Thus, it was a pre-existing sunnah which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with necessary reformations, gave currency among the Muslims at the behest of the Almighty. Objective of Zakah. The objective of Zakah can be determined from its very name. The root of the word Zakah in Arabic has two meanings, purity and growth. It thus means the wealth given in the way of Allah to obtain purity of heart. It is evident from this that the objective of Zakah is the same as that of the whole of Islam. It cleanses the soul from the stains that can soil it because of love for wealth, infuses blessing in the wealth, and is instrumental in increasing the purity of the human soul. Zakah is the minimum financial obligation on a person of spending his wealth in the way of God. A Muslim must fulfill it at all costs. Thus, it does not win what spending in the way of God beyond it wins. However, merely paying Zakah is enough to attach a person's heart with the Almighty and greatly does away with the indifference to the Almighty which so often comes in a person because of love for this world and its resources. Sharia of Zakah. The Sharia of Zakah can be stated as follows. A. Nothing except the means and tools of trade, business and production, personal items of daily use, and a fixed quantity called nisab are exempt from Zakah. It shall be collected on wealth of all sorts, livestock of all types, and produce of all forms of every Muslim citizen who is liable to it. B. Following are its rates. First, in the case of wealth, it is 2.5% annually. Second, in the case of produce, it has three different categories. 5% on all items which are produced primarily by the interaction of both labor and capital. 10% on items which are produced such that the basic factor in producing them is either labor or capital. And 20% in items which are produced neither as a result of capital nor labor, but actually are a gift of God. 3. Livestock. This again has three major categories. First, camels. From 5 to 24 camels, the zakah is one she-goat on every 5 camels. From 25 to 35 camels, the zakah is one 1-year-old she-camel or, in its absence, a 2-year-old camel. From 36 to 45 camels, the zakah is one 2-year-old she-camel. From 46 to 60 camels, the zakah is one 3-year-old she-camel. From 61 to 75 camels, the zakah is one 4-year-old she-camel. From 76 to 90 camels, the zakah is two 2-year-old she-camels. From 91 to 120 camels, the zakah is two 3-year-old she-camels. Over 120 camels, the zakah is one 2-year-old she-camel on every 40 camels and one 3-year-old on every 50 camels. The second category is cows. One 1-year-old calf on every 30 cows and one 2-year-old calf on every 40 cows. The third category is goats. From 40 to 120 goats, the zakah is one she-goat. From 121 to 200 goats, the zakah is two she-goats. From 201 to 300 goats, the zakah is 3 she-goats. For over 300 goats, the zakah is 1 she-goat on every 100 goats. C. The heads in which zakah can be spent are stated in the Quran thus. 1. The poor and the needy. 2. The salaries of all employees of the state. 3. All political expenditures in the interest of Islam and the Muslims. 4. For liberation from slavery of all kinds. 5. For helping people who are suffering economic losses or are burdened with a fine or a loan. 6. For serving Islam and for the welfare of the citizens. 7. For helping travelers and for the construction of roads, bridges, and rest houses for these travelers. D. One form of zakat is the sadaqah of fitr. It is the food of a person that he consumes in a day and is obligatory on every person, whether young or old, and is given at the end of Ramadan before the Eid prayer is offered.